The first stage is important because we need to be able to distinguish anger from the many other kinds of minds that we have. We also have jealousy, we have resentment, we have many aspects to our negative minds. What are they called in the trade? We call them delusions, don't we? So when our mind is negative, that means it's out of touch with reality, and it is hurting us. Our own mind is hurting us. And anger is one of the worst. You know, in fact, it's probably the worst from many points of view. But it's the one that hurts us the most. But it's not jealousy. It's related to jealousy. There's always a relationship between these things. Anger is not resentment either. Resentment is a continuation of anger. You know, resentment is a mind that will not forget. I'm definitely never going to forget. You hurt me, and I'm never going to forget it, and I'm going to spend my whole life trying to pay you back for the hurt that you did. That's resentment, and that's obviously, you can understand that's worse than anger, isn't it? Because resentment is continuing anger, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, keeping anger going. Resentment is like, we say, resentment is like you know when there's been a big fire in a building, whole building's burnt down, you come to look at the building, there's just a pile of embers on the floor, and there's this glow of the fire still there at the end of the fire. Resentment's like that. It keeps the fire going. Resentment keeps the fire of anger going in our mind. Anger itself, I want to explain how it develops, because usually when it happens to us, when we get angry, we're not really aware that we're angry until we're in full flow. We're saying something harmful to someone, or we're punching someone in the face, or we're shooting a gun. Maybe not. It's not America, is it? This is Canada, isn't it? Yeah. Sorry. Apologize. And also to American people too, if any American says. But what I'm trying to say is, through being ridiculous, is that we normally think to ourselves retrospectively, oh, I got angry. Yeah, we get angry, we don't notice it, then we do the angry thing, whatever we do that we regret, and then later on when we've calmed down, we think, oh, I got angry again. So what we want to do is learn, how does anger develop? You know, where does it come from? And how can we stop it? How can we stop it from arising in the first place? But this determination to stop anger will only come if we appreciate how awful it is, and how negative and how bad it is, and how there are no good qualities. So step one is identifying our anger, is getting to know what it is, looking at it within our own mind. The first stage of anger goes like this.